we have had the slowest and the least guests that I have seen in the Solomons for the last 7 years over December, January period. That's usually our busy season. So for us, it has not just the new challenges around restrictions in terms of the coronavirus, but remember, it started already with measles. Then we saw the devastating fires in Australia that has limited and understandably less people are traveling due to that. And now we are seeing the travel restrictions that is coming through as an international global emergency, really, with the coronavirus. So it has impacted our business.
Hem say to all same, hem important for reporting suppose any visitor hem is sick long this virus, and for forum good all get a check and control where government hem come up with and finish.
Obviously, people need to be prudent and report if there are still, if anybody feels sick or there's any issues. But as a country in terms of entry, if there are any concerns, there could be a position where people will be placed under quarantine or people will be refused entry and they would need to go back on the next plane to, in this case, we're talking about Australia. But there is no direct refusal at this moment for people to come in. They can still travel, but there are obviously health declaration cards that need to be filled in. People are being checked for temperature, etc.
Belinda, both of them say to all same, custom time where emergency alongside long this for the coronavirus hemi finish, by side long tourism and some for the business more long Solomon Islands, by all get the bar of a find them hard.
There are some restrictions and you need to be aware of them, but it's still a country where we would encourage you to come visit. It's going to be very challenging. I don't really have the answer in terms of what we're going to do over the next few months. What this virus does, how this global outbreak reacts, and where does it leave us in the next few weeks, we'll have to make some assessments and mitigate those risks in terms of where do we take our businesses, because it can have a massive negative impact on all of the businesses in the Solomons.
Joyce Conofilia, hemi one fellow private consultant alongside long tourism and hem owner blong Solomon host business. Ms. Conofilia too, hemi say side long tourism long country e been hit hard finish, but hemi important for make sure this for the coronavirus sick hemi no go inside long country.
Definitely for the imposing ban yellow here by him affecting tourism arrivals, believe me, yeah, because at the moment we're already struggling to get tourists at all. But if this for a ban here come in place more by him definitely affecting tourism arrivals and of course tourism revenue. At the moment, you may get a tourism business tourist, no mind, you may get a big year. So if this will ban him come in place, by definitely by affecting now tourism numbers.
But at the moment, you mean still no garem? What the tourists will come maybe directly from China or some tour packages or get a promotion?
From a cruise boat just arrived normal the other day. We had a number of tourists that come no country. But I'm sure there's work on considering the tourism too, yeah. They're going to impose it very shortly. But the tourism, yeah, I'm not me no hearing anything yet, yeah, but that will also affect our tourism arrival.
Now, you say also, tourism have no must doing good, custom this time?
Arrivals, believe me, as reported by Solomon Island Business Bureau this week, I'm a little bit affected there at the moment, maybe partly due to that too. So if there's anything as a ban imposed more by him, really, yeah, affecting tourism industry. Yeah. At the moment, the focus is mainly on the China market. Any other countries are still allowed to come to travel into our country in terms of banning tourists. Yeah. Chinese market now, yes, we are looking at specifically because of the coronavirus. At the moment, you're a little bit vulnerable to kind of issues there because of the lack of facilities and, you know, resources to, you know, identify and counter this kind of issues that have arise there. And to, you know, just to maintain and contain that kind of issues and situations from Kasunyumi, but we got a little bit problem because we lack the resources and facilities So him no more, very important that Otakain issues the same time rise, authorities quickly act on, yeah, and put a stop to it so that him no further, you know, spread and spoil him.